For my PM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Well, good morning to you. And grain futures are on the plus side, except for the bean oil and oats, which yesterday sold off pretty rapidly. We did see yesterday new contract lows made in Chicago corn. However, there's a huge divergence now between corn price in Europe and corn price in the U.S. That will have to be resolved at some point in time. The Midwest ridging and a heat dome that's expected to set up next week over the central corn belt doesn't seem to be worrying people at this stage of the game. We're still seeing fund money move out of the grains. As a matter of fact, I noticed that funds have sold nearly 600,000 contracts of corn in the last 7 weeks. No wonder corn prices have fallen. China is in the market right now for some Australian oil seeds, needs to support its crush in China. We are also just seeing beans bounce around, noteworthy that the meal is again higher. Let's look at some prices. We've got July corn futures at 407.5. That's up 1/2. December at 436.75 is 2 cents higher. July soybeans, 11.15.25, up 6.75. November beans, 11.43.25, up 8.25. We are starting to hear a little bit of talk about too wet beans, particularly in the eastern corn belt. On the meal side of things, July meal futures are $3.10 higher at $3.0670. July bean oil, $69.04, down 42 points. On the wheat side of things, KC wheat is a little lower. Chicago wheat is trying to stay steady. July Chicago wheat at $5.85.75 is unchanged. On some of the other markets, we've got a hogs and pigs report coming out tomorrow afternoon after the close. We do have those big grain reports coming out Tuesday, grain stocks, which will show inventory of old crop, and also an acreage report that is an update on plantings in the U.S. In the cattle market this morning, we're higher in the June at 256.50. That's 50 cents higher. The Octobers are unchanged, however, at 240.37. The feeder cattle, August feeders at 374.17. It's up $1.25. July hogs, 93.15, down 70. We just can't get these hog market in the summer months, at least, going higher. On the outside markets, crude oil back down into the area where we were prior to the Iran conflict. We've got August crude right now at $70.05, down 29 cents. The metals markets are a little bit on the mixed side. We've got a little bounce going on in the gold futures this morning, up $22.30 nearby. The dollar index is lower, and that's the first time we've seen that this week, 101.29, and that's in the nearby September, is down 0.11. These markets have been all over the place, a lot of positioning going into the Tuesday reports for the grains. I think we will continue to see rallies sold in the corn and the beans going into that report Tuesday. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.